Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jonathan Villar. Batting second. The right fielder, Anthony Santander. Batting third. The first baseman, Trey Mancini. Batting fourth. The catcher, Chance Cisco. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Renato Nunez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rio Ruiz. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hanser Alberto. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Steve Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Kian Broxton. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Yacobonis. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Marcus Semien. Batting second. The third baseman, Matt Chapman. Batting third. The first baseman, Matt Olson. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Chris Davis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ramon Laureano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Kenha. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Stephen Piscotty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chad Pinder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Fegley. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Bossett. And now, play ball. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Villar strikes out swinging. 1 out. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santander hits a fly ball towards left. Kenha makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Trey Mancini batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mancini is hit by the pitch. Chris Davis pinch runs for Trey Mancini batting third. Chance Cisco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cisco strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Davis moves from pinch runner to first baseman. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Semien hits a ground ball towards short. Villar is there, but bobbles the ball. Semien reaches on the error. Semien is on first. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chapman hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Semien moves to second. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olson hits a fly ball towards right. Santander is there to make the catch. Semien moves to third. 1 out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ground ball to second. Alberto steps on second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Renato Nunez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nunez hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nunez is out. 1 out. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ruiz is out. 2 outs. Hanser Alberto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alberto hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Alberto is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Laureano strikes out swinging. 1 out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Ruiz makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Piscotty hits a fly ball towards center. Broxton makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilkerson hits a fly ball towards right. Piscotty is there to make the catch. One out. Kean Broxton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Broxton hits a pop-up towards second. Pinder makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Villar is 0 for 1 in the game. Villar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Josh Rogers replaces Jimmy Iacobonis as pitcher. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinder hits a fly ball towards right. Santander is there to make the catch. One out. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fegley hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Fegley is out. Two outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Semien is 0 for 1 in the game. Semien hits a fly ball towards center. Broxton makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santander is 0 for 1 in the game. Santander hits a short pop-up towards third. Chapman makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chan Cisco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cisco is 0 for 1 in the game. Cisco hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Cisco is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out swinging. One out. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a line drive deep towards center. Broxton makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Renato Nunez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nunez is 0 for 1 in the game. Nunez strikes out swinging. One out. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ruiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruiz hits a ground ball towards first. Olson fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Hanser Alberto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alberto is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Alberto is on with a walk. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Wilkerson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laureano is 0 for 1 in the game. Laureano hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Broxton is there and makes the catch. One out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenha hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Davis makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Piscotty is 0 for 1 in the game. Piscotty hits a fly ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Piscotty is safe at second with a double. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinder is hit by the pitch. Pinder is on first. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fegley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fegley hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Piscotty scores. Pinder scores. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Semien is on with a walk. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Chapman is safe at second with a double. Semien moves to third. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson hits a fly ball towards left. Wilkerson makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kean Broxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Broxton is 0 for 1 in the game. Broxton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Villar is 0 for 2 in the game. Villar hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santander is 0 for 2 in the game. Santander hits a fly ball towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Davis is on with a walk. Villar moves to second. Chan Cisco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cisco is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Cisco is on with a walk. Villar moves to third. Davis moves to second. Renato Nunez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nunez is 0 for 2 in the game. Nunez hits a ball towards second. Pinder can't make the play in time. Nunez gets a base hit. Villar scores. Davis moves to third. Cisco moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ryan Buchter replaces Chris Bosit as pitcher. Rio Ruiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruiz is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Ruiz is on with a walk. Davis scores. Cisco moves to third. Nunez moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Yusmairo Pettit replaces Ryan Buchter as pitcher. Hanser Alberto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alberto is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alberto strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sean Armstrong replaces Josh Rogers as pitcher. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out swinging. 1 out. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laureano is 0 for 2 in the game. Laureano is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenha is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenha hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kenha is safe at second with a double. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Piscotty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Piscotty hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Piscotty is safe at second with a double. Kenha scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinder is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pinder hits a line drive deep towards center. Broxton makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Kean Broxton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broxton is 0 for 2 in the game. There goes Wilkerson, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Broxton strikes out swinging. Wilkerson moves to second. One out. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Villar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Villar hits a ball towards second. Pinder can't make the play in time. Villar gets a base hit. Wilkerson moves to third. Liam Hendricks replaces Yusmeiro Pettit as pitcher. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santander is 0 for 3 in the game. Santander hits a fly ball towards right. Piscotty is there to make the catch. Wilkerson scores. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive deep towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fegley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fegley hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Fegley is safe at second with a double. Marcus Semien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Semien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Semien hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Fegley moves to third. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a ball towards second. Alberto makes a fielder's choice. Fegley scores. Semien moves to second. Chapman is on first. One out. It's 5-3, Athletics. Richard Bleier replaces Sean Armstrong as pitcher. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 3 in the game. Olson hits a line drive towards right. Santander is there to make the catch. Semien moves to third. One out. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Semien scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laureano is 0 for 3 in the game. Laureano hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Laureano is safe at second with a double. Chapman scores. Davis moves to third. It's 7-3, Athletics. Miguel Castro replaces Richard Bleier as pitcher. Mark Kenha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Davis scores. Laureano moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kenha is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Kenha is on with a walk. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Piscotty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Piscotty hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chance Cisco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cisco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cisco hits a line drive towards left field. Kenha makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Renato Nunez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nunez strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruiz strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pinder is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pinder hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Pinder is out. 1 out. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fegley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fegley hits a fly ball towards center. Broxton makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Semien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Semien hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Semien is safe at second with a double. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Chapman is on with a walk. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Olson is 0-for-4 in the game. Olson hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Castro covering, and Olson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joakim Soria replaces Liam Hendricks as pitcher. Hanser Alberto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alberto is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alberto hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Steve Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson strikes out swinging. 1 out. Kean Broxton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Broxton is 0-for-3 in the game. Broxton hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Alberto moves to second. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Villar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Villar strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santander is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santander hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Chapman makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.